Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to work. Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Every death is an abrupt one. Every cop is a corrupt one. If you ain't got no cash up in the trust fund. Every cat with a gap wanna bust one. Every guest wanna plus one. Every tenement's a penitent. So every tribe, man, is innocent. Time served should be the sentence spent. Everybody wanna hit a lick. Every one of y'all is getting pimped. Every time I spin, I'm finna rip. Every cancer's a homicide. Every boss better run and hide. Every human is some kinder black. Every visa got a pin to crack. Every verse is from the cardiac. Every search is involuntary. Every inmate won't come. Every bank note is promissory. Every broke motherfucker finna form a gang. And when we come, we taking everything. Everything. And when we come, we taking everything. Everything. And when we come, we taking everything. Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Want a Cadillac. Every month want they squirrel back. Every knock want to hit a crack. In a park or a Pontiac. Where every little sin is to the rent. And every roach is a resident. Every truth ain't evident. Every slave story president. Every uprising consequence. Every time it be something sweet. Every banker's a fucking thief. Everybody better holler with me. Every fiend need a dollar 50. Every crime that I did was petty. Every criminal is rich already. Every landlord got a complex. Every single is a bomb threat. Every single man, I hate my verse. Everybody, they gon' get it first. Every broke motherfucker finna form a gang. And when we go, we taking everything.
Taking your calls at 347-826-7667. I am Vince in the Bay, your host for the next 2 hours, right here on Disorderly Conduct. I want to thank my early chatters here, super early chatters. If I could get to my chat room. Iconoclast TX and guest 7222. Great to have you folks here. Just trying to blast. Just trying to blast everybody on the internet here about the program. As you can hear from the background, I'm being welcomed to Blog Talk Radio as we speak. Oh no, this is insanity. I'm going to have to play a song. I'll be right back. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's Vince in the Bay, coming to you live on Disorderly Conduct. Stick around, I'll be right back. Hello.
Hello.
Cheating piece of shit boyfriend gave to me 12 STDs, 11 yeast infections, 10 total sours, 9 left of licking, 8 Cleveland steamers, 7 Krusty cream pies, 6 sticks of swinging, 5 golden showers, 4 rupee pills, 3 pink dildos, 2 orgasms, and it's warm, come inside my pussy. And that's that piece.
Get down, get down, get down low, ho. Get down, get down, get down low, ho. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Get down, get down, get down low, ho. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
prone to disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vince in the Bay, back with you. Disorderly conduct. Now, we go, your phone calls are the priority, and we go straight to the phone lines now. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey,
who's this?
This is...
Come on, you had a foul.
Jordan.
Hey, Jordan.
Jordan Sparks from American Idol.
Oh, not familiar with your work, Jordan. But thanks for being here.
Did we have
an interview scheduled? I'm sorry.
Actually, I was just kidding. I am Diddy, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Diddy, Last Train to Paris, out now. Do you know who I am now?
Well, I know who you really are, but I'm trying to figure out.
I know. I know you know who I really am, but like Diddy. Do you know who Diddy is? I can be Diddy.
Yeah. He was on Saturday Night Live a couple weeks ago with some new thing called Diddy Dirty Money.
Yeah, that's not so.
Yeah, what's that all about? Is that a record or is he's coming out with, or what's the deal there?
Basically, Diddy Dirty Money is Diddy with Dawn from Danity Kane, which you probably don't know who they are. They are the girl group that he put together on Making with a Band that took like 4 years to make, and then they made two records, and then they split up. But they actually really had decent music. They just broke up because they were a bunch of bitches. And then some girl, I don't know her name, she's like a songwriter. She's like a wannabe Carrie Hilson. So.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you listening, we should give her a proper introduction. This is our entertainment correspondent, your girl, Callie. Callie joining us on the air now. So what's going on in the world of entertainment? The Golden Globes were just announced. Did you pay any attention to that?
No, not really. I don't watch movies until they come out on Netflix. So Netflix, if you would like to sponsor me, that'd be cool. You can sponsor me.
Hey, did I hear somewhere that Kim Kardashian said she's going to be single for all of 2011?
Yeah, she wants to be single for.
She's gonna fuck random guys for like a year.
Yeah.
She's gonna be a
slut. I mean, not random. You have to be hot, and obviously you have to.
Is this year already
kind
of? Isn't she already kind of a slut as it is?
Not really.
She really have to go out of her way to tell everybody she's being a slut?
She's with Reggie Bush for like forever.
Yeah. She's basically a hooker.
Okay. I mean, she did sleep with Ray J and they have that sex tape.
Who's Ray J? Ray J.
Brandy's. The girl Brandy, she was on Dancing with the Stars, her brother.
Wait a second. Brandy's brother.
Brother. Ray J. Has a sex tape with Kim Kardashian.
Interesting.
Did you not know about this?
No, I'm not. That's why I have you, honey.
The sex tape came out before Paris Hilton and Kendra and all that stuff. Like, I think it's the first, like, major market sex tape besides Pamela Anderson, but I'm just talking about, like, this generation, this decade, I don't know when Pamela and Tommy Lee did their sex tape or anything like that, but...
They did theirs back in the 60s.
Well, yeah.
Now, I haven't seen that one. I heard that that Tommy Lee actually steers the boat with his penis. Can you confirm this?
That would be gross because you don't know how many STDs he has.
Well, I'm not okay. First of all, I'm not suggesting you go and try to steer that same boat with your hand or with your hands. I'm just saying, just watch it.
I wouldn't watch it.
Okay.
You're
missing out then. You're missing out though. Don't knock it till you try it, sister.
I don't have a penis, so I couldn't technically try it.
I can let you borrow mine.
Okay. That
sure,
works.
I'll bring it over in a minute.
All right. See you in like 2 hours.
Yeah.
I
no, you gotta meet me. You gotta meet me in Las Banas.
Dude, I was just there today.
No way.
I was just there. I was at some wireless place, and it was freezing. It was so windy. Like, it was gross. Like, so cold. I was just there for, like, from 12 to 2 today.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you?
Today?
Yeah. Today, from 12 to 2, where were you?
I was in San Jose.
Oh.
Do you know the way to San Jose? I wish I had that song. I got to get that, download that song. Vincent the Bay has to have Do You Know the Way to San Jose in his archive. Before this whole BTR thing is all done, did you get your email, by the way, Callie? I haven't talked to you since.
I wanted to talk to you about that. Like, that was the one thing I really wanted to discuss about it. I feel like I need to go find somewhere else to do a podcast now because I cannot do a half an hour podcast.
No, forget it. Forget it.
What are you going to do? Where are you going to go?
That's my journey has just begun to figure out what I'm doing. One Angry Jew gave me a good suggestion to buy me an extra month of time is what he suggests doing is say, okay, fine, I'll take your $29 a month because they give the first month free, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sign up. That's the whole thing is they give you the first month free and then $29.99 a month after that. So you go for it, you get the first month free, then at the end of the first month you decide, never mind. So you get to extend your, because I'm thinking about doing that and extending through February so I can at least buy myself some more time to figure out what my alternative thing will be. I don't know. Maybe I'll find something like really fast and I'll just say, oh, fuck it. But One Angry Jew made a good point is like at least sign up for it and do it for an extra month. Because basically, I see this. There's going to be a huge market that's going to be lost for this. Like, somebody's got to swoop in and be a competitor to BTR. Like even if they come in and just say, okay, you know what, BTR is going to do 29 or 39 or whatever a month. We're going to do 10.99 and give you the same thing.
Because
I think BTR that. $10. What other places are there? What else has the format that BTR has exactly? The ability to have a chat room, have callers. And that's it. Play music. Have a switchboard. It's really kind of basic. Actually, I don't think it would be that hard.
I just really, if Blog Talk is listening, you know how much, you're making a mistake. Like, people, I'm just saying from my personal experience, people listen to Blog Talk Radio and know Blog Talk Radio from me. Like, people in my class, people all around the world, they know Blog Talk Radio because of me. It's like your little ad on the side of Facebook. No one gives a shit about it. Like, no one cares. But when you have actually people who love to do what's miss, I mean, obviously, it'd be awesome if I got paid for it and stuff, but do you realize, like, the only reason why you're, you know, popular right now is because of people like me and Vince and Ronnie and One Angry Drew and stuff like that? Like, seriously, I don't understand their concept of it. I mean, how many...
Go on. Keep going.
At least they should... The old users, like right now, we're all users. We've been on Blog Talk Radio for, you know, a year or so. We should at least have a free account, or they should cater to us because, one, we are a legitimate Blog Talk host. Yeah, I haven't hosted a show in forever, but, I mean, like, come on. I have listens. I have, you know, we have the power. We have listens. People care about the whole, you know, show. I just honestly, both have to say stupid. Like, I got that email, I read it, I was like, really? That's really pathetic. And I don't know what to do, but I will be back on, you know, on the airwaves. I don't know. What I might do, and if anyone is down for it, or, well, I don't know if it's down for it, but my friend owns an online radio station, so I might just do a show on there. I mean, it's really legit and everything like that. And, like, you can win prizes and stuff like that. So I might just be down to do that.
Yeah, so. I was also thinking of going in and being partners with somebody, saying, all right, well, we'll be co-hosts and we'll split the fee. This will be $15 each, which is closer to what I think it's worth. But even that... I don't know. My initial reaction was no. I'll pay you $5.99. That's it. Take it or leave it. Let's bring out One Angry Jew and see what he thinks.
Well, I have a different take on this, slightly. I don't see why they owe anybody a free account. They've been giving people a free account. I just came into this a month and a half ago. So I don't know. I didn't get anything free. When I signed up, all I got was an hour. And then that changed to half an hour. And I did the $39, whatchamacallit, but I canceled it. So I've got a month free of the pro. But I'm having too much fun trolling the shows. But I don't think that Blog Talk Radio cares. But I don't think they owe me anything. I don't think they owe you anything either. It's
I mean, I'm not saying they owe me anything, but I mean, like, they but half an hour is just a shitty point, you know, to have, you know, a show.
Well, it's a teaser.
30 minutes?
It's a teaser. They're trying to get you to, if you're going to do a show, they're trying to get you to do it and say, well, half an hour is nothing. That goes by too quick. So I'll pay you money to go up to 2 hours. Some people had 3 hours. I guess the people with 3 hours like Debbie are now going to be 2 hours, right?
I know, because I've had it for about a year and a half, and I know that I'm allowed basically do whatever I want, but a couple of people afterwards, like 6 months afterwards, signed up after me. Obviously, I don't know how many times I said after. But anyways, as I'm moving on, they can only do, like, one-hour shows, or they can only do shows 3 times a week or something like that, where I can have 5-6 shows if I want to a week.
Well, look. You know, everybody can complain about Blog Talk Radio, but the question really is, what's the alternative?
There has to be will, there's a way.
Well, yeah, but there. You know, here's the funny thing. Here's what I was thinking today. Have you heard anybody on Blog Talk Radio with an English accent?
No.
So they're not promoting it in England or in Europe. It's just it seems like they're just promoting it in America. So is it possible that there's something in Europe that might be real popular?
Also Canada. I've had people from Turkey, Canada, like all across the United States, obviously. But we can check, I guess, on the UK servers.
Well, there must be something over in Europe that approximates what this does, because can you imagine the Europeans not picking it up and saying, okay, that was a good idea. Somebody's got to do it.
I don't know. Let's Google, what is it, free podcast?
Well, try looking for Blog Talk Radio. They may even advertise themselves as we are the Blog Talk Radio of, or they may compare themselves to Blog Talk Radio. I don't know.
Says Pod-O-Matic, best free podcast. Create a podcast.
Basically, no, Pod-O-Matic. You can record a podcast, but you can't. I don't know if you broadcast it live though. You just have the ability to post it on whatever, iTunes or whatever. I want to have an all-in-one thing where I'm streaming. I have a chat room. And I can take calls. Like,
cool.
I have to get in and try. I haven't tried Ustream or Livestream in a long time, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, Ronnie can probably back me up on this. He's in the chat room. I think you can take calls on one of those, or all of those, maybe. And if that's the case, it's a no-brainer. It's just basically BTR, but with video. And actually has better audio quality overall anyway. I mean, that's the other thing.
What is it called?
You're paying for really shitty audio quality on BTR. I mean, it's like, it's really, really, the fidelity is seriously great. You know? It's just like, come on.
Well, that's right. And if you listen to a show long enough, you miss the fireworks. Bill Wagner came over to the Black Conservative chat room and took on everybody. Turns out Bill Wagner and I agree on just about all the conspiracy stuff that everybody calls a conspiracy. But anyway, everything, they went apeshit over there. But it sounded like shit. I just hung up because I thought, you know what? I'll listen to the archive. The archive will be nice and clear. But I couldn't sit there and listen. And I couldn't listen to BC with his mumble mouth.
Oh,
and everything
my God.
Else.
Yeah, I caught part of that when He had like you and like 10 other people on there, and it was just complete garbly gunk. I couldn't tell what anybody was saying.
No, because they're animals. And what did he said something. He says, "Well, you're just trying to be quarrelsome." I'm thinking quarrelsome. And then I realized he's trying to say quarrelsome.
Dude, those guys. Dude, I listened to them talk for was it them? Oh, it was one of those shows. And I swear to God, I listened to them talk for half an hour about WikiLeaks. It's WikiLeaks.
They don't
understand.
Like,
you're leaking, taking a leak.
I cannot listen to the Black Conservative butcher the English language. I just can't do it.
WikiLeaks. No, that's like where you go to like find a golf course in your neighborhood.
All right, you know what? Hold on a second. The thought just popped into my head. I have to ask the question.
Yeah.
What is it with Benjamin Solomon? Is that guy, was he dropped as a kid?
I think so. Yeah, unfortunately.
But he's not.
All right, get ready for stupid. By the way, sorry for the interruption. Get ready for the chat room to explode. Caramel Queen, Infinity Guitars, I-10 Emuli have joined us. I soon hope to see Basic Bitch show up. But let's get this party started, kids.
I do want to say something before it gets all crazy.
Yeah, what's up?
Do you think the reason why they're having people pay is because of all the spammers?
No, I think they're going to sell it. I think they're trying to put money into the company so they can sell it. Mm-hmm. Because it's not just money, it's recurring revenue.
That's true.
So I think they're just trying to make it look good so they can sell it. So, because they're not improving it. Well, you tell me, you've been on it forever. Has it gotten better?
Mm-mm. Okay. I mean, like,
Go ahead, Callie.
I've had a couple, like, mishaps with the switchboard and stuff like that. And there's been times where a show is live and you can listen to it on the phone, but you can't listen to it like on your computer. Say if we weren't talking and I was listening to you guys, then I wouldn't be able to hear you. So
but everybody has mishaps with it. If you don't have a mishap, that's an odd occurrence.
Yeah. Wow, the chat room's really blowing up. I want to thank, and that's that piece. Ari Taught Me, Basic Bitch, Beneath Anything, Bionica, Caramel Queen, Gagalu, Iconoclast, TX, Infinity, Guitars, Itanimui, Kimmy Kuhn, One Angry Jew, Pirate Swoop, Political Justice, and TX Patriot. 2010. So now, TX Patriot, are you going to change your name to TX Patriot 2011? Is that what's going on next? All right. So hopefully, Callie, you can hang on with us. And One Angry Jew, hopefully you don't have anywhere to go and anytime soon.
No, I'm actually working.
All right.
Callie,
can you
still talk and think? So,
all right, great. Callie, can you stick around for a little bit?
Yeah, I don't have work till 11, so we're good.
Cool. We'll do a little panel discussion here in a second. We have a bunch of callers on the line ready to go here. I haven't got my prediction notes from Amy again tonight. Hopefully, she shows up soon because the last couple of nights it's been like. What was it? It was anonymous message night. Was it last night or the night before? It was anonymous message night. The night before that, it was poetry night. I find out all these things last minute. So hopefully Amy will email me that in a second and I'll know what we're doing here. If not, we'll just I've got to give a humongous before I take a break here. I want to give a big shout to Shanene, who is. Well, she requested that I say her name sexually and correctly, and I really hope I just said it correctly. Maybe not sexually enough. How about this? Welcome to the chat room, Shanene. So happy you're here. I'm really curious tonight if Stefani's listening tonight. She's a I guess she's a recent listener. She started listening recently. She called in, I think it was last night. Stefani, as in Gwen Stefani, but her real name, her first name is Stefani. Cute girl, bubbly, nice, sweet personality. Sounds kind of innocent, but in a like very sort of like under the surface, she's probably wild in bed. I think she's probably. I think she, so apparently tonight the program on the show, it's going to be Anonymous Request Night, Anonymous Request, not necessarily Anonymous Request as in music, I don't think. I don't know if that, because that's just too much. A few other things. Basic Bitch says that Basic Bitch is the best person ever. That's from Basic Bitch. Okay, Infinity Guitars, I welcome you to the chat room. Shanene girl, I really hope I got your name correct. And Shanene, right, doesn't. Anywho, so I also got an anonymous request to play my favorite holiday song, which, unfortunately, Iconoclast TX Oh, Iconoclast took off. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, he's got to do his show. He's doing his show later. All right. Well, good. I'm glad Iconoclast Texas isn't here, because this won't annoy him, because I played it already earlier. It was anonymously requested, and so I was going to wait until the next hour to play this, but it was requested right now, so unfortunately I have to do this, and then we're going to get back to our panel here and take calls and see what's up. If you want to join, it's 347-826-7667. It's 347-826-7667. I thank you all for joining me this fine Friday evening / Saturday morning, where some of you are, or hell, I don't know, some of you are on the other side of the world. It doesn't matter. Okay. Oh, I have an anonymous announcement. I guess tonight is just anonymous announcement, anonymous night. Okay. So I have an anonymous announcement, and that is that Bet Then You sucks donkey vagina while touching himself. There you go. Anonymous announcement. Okay. More anonymous bullshit coming up. If you want to join us here anonymously or not, the number's 347-826-7667. Merry Christmas.
12th day of Christmas, my slutty, drunk as fuck, cheating piece of shit boyfriend gave to me 12 STDs, 11 yeast infections, 10 toss salads, 9 left of licking, 8 Cleveland steamers, 7 Krusty cream pies, 6 sticks of swinging, 5 golden showers, 4 rupee pills, 3 pink dildos, 2 orgasms, and it's warm, come inside my pussy. And that's that piece.
Legislation I'm about to sign is a substantial victory for middle-class families across the country. They're the ones hit hardest by the recession we've endured. They're the ones who need relief right now. And that's what is at the heart of this bill.
Right.
Bipartisan effort was prompted by the fact that tax rates for every American were poised to automatically increase on January 1st.
Oh, fuck.
If that had come to pass, the average middle-class family would have had to pay an extra $3,000 in taxes next year.
Oh, shit, but I don't have a family,
dude. That wouldn't have just been a blow to them. It would have been a blow to our economy.
I know
just
about blows.
We're climbing out of a devastating
recession. I know about blow, if you know what I'm saying, bro.
I refuse to let that happen. And because we acted, it's not going to. In fact, not only will middle-class Americans avoid a tax increase, but tens of millions of Americans will start the new year off right by opening their first paycheck to see that it's actually larger than the one they get right now.
And like on bigger
some
paper?
Some elements of this legislation that I don't like.
Printed bigger? What do you mean?
Some elements that members
what
of my
party
don't
like. What if you get direct deposit? It'll be
There's
in
some
bold?
Elements that Republicans here today don't like. That's the nature of compromise. Yielding on something each of us cares about to move forward on what all of us care about. And
Pussy.
Right now, what all of us care about is growing the American economy and creating jobs for the American people.
And boners for all men.
And as a whole, that's what this package of tax relief is going to do. It's a good deal for the American people. This is progress, and that's what they sent us here to achieve.
Bullshit.
I don't believe that either party has cornered the market on good ideas. And I want to draw on the best thinking from both sides.
Yeah, right.
So wherever we can, whenever we can,
uh-huh.
to make sense for our country's success.
Who's we?
Our children's future.
What children?
To
I have no children.
With
you or with anybody
who are
else.
To come to the table for the hard work of moving our economy and our country forward.
What the fuck do people clapping for? Can you say anything? Are you serious? That's it? Oh, my God. All right. Callie, what do you think of that?
Was that today?
That was earlier today, yeah.
I don't know. Like, I really don't know what to say. And I don't know what to think about it. And I'm not saying that for, like, a dumb point of view, but just, like, what are we going to do? I mean, like, we're trying everything. What?
Who's we? Who is we? First of all, who is we?
I was American.
Is that we? Is that who's clapping? Is we?
I guess.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, we. I thought it was us. U.S. United States. U.S. Us. Collectively. Okay, I have... Everybody shut the fuck up, please. Shut the... Everybody shut up for a second. Give me a minute here. All right. Okay, so I have... It's anonymous. As you know, it's anonymous. It's anonymous announcement night. So I have an anonymous announcement here. And it's about... and that's... That pieces... Pussy. You want to hear about and that's that piece's pussy?
No.
Okay. It's so fat it goes pa-rum pum 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 in the wind. And that's your anonymous announcement. We go to our next panelist, Angry Joe.
Yeah, that was a lovely piece of poetry.
Wrong night, bro. Poetry night was like a couple of nights ago.
Oh, that wasn't poetry?
Where, which? What
that was
poetry?
That was a short haiku or something, right?
What are you referring to exactly?
What did you just read?
Oh, the anonymous announcement.
Yes.
Yeah.
I found one thing interesting about what Obama was saying. How Americans were going to have more in their paycheck in January.
Uh-huh.
But what he didn't say was that he had...
No. You misunderstand again. You make the common mistake everybody makes. They always misunderstand him.
Really?
See, you misunderstand him. See, what he said was Americans will see their paycheck will be bigger. Their paycheck will be bigger. as in
except the dollar
is
smaller.
It's going to be the fiber of the paper is going to be a little bit thicker.
Yeah.
The print is going to be in bold. It's going to be on 8.5 by. It's going to be on legal paper now, legal side paper now.
Yeah, that's appropriate.
Yeah.
Except they forgot to tell everybody the dollar is going to be smaller. So.
But the thing is, it's not going to be bigger. It's the whole tax cut is just continuing the status quo.
Oh no! What he's talking about is that they changed the payroll taxes to be less. So people will see more. But what people aren't being told is that their dollar is being destroyed, so those are going to see less. They'll see more, but it's going to be worth less. There you go.
Exactly. All right. We have another panelist here that wants to weigh in. I believe this is Caramel Queen. You're on the air. Caramel Queen, what do you think of the...
Go fat, but iconic class, I love you so much. I want to be your fag hag and you can be my gay. I'll never make you feel sad when you come out to play. I think you are flawless. Please don't boot me from your show later tonight. It makes me so fucking depressed. P.S. Callie turns me on with her tight pussy. It's like an untapped resource.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Maybe, maybe not. Let's move on. Yeah. Basic bitch, you're on the air. What's up?
Why, you memorized my area code?
No, I just sensed your presence.
Okay.
It smelled like you.
Even better. Hi.
Hi.
Can you not ask me about politics ever? Because, I don't know anything about it.
Did I ask you anything about politics?
I don't know. I thought you were asking your panel about it.
Are you on my panel?
Sorry. Well, I figured I was going to be on the panel, but...
Sorry, Callie's on my panel right now, but when she gets off, you can get on it.
Oh, hey, Callie.
Whoa, bro. Hey, boo. What's up?
Nothing. Just, you know, chilling, calling.
All right. Shut up for a second. I have an anonymous announcement to make. Caramel and Callie need to kiss and make up.
We're fighting?
I guess. I don't know. Yeah, you know what? I got an anonymous message that was very, was not very nice in regards to you, Callie. And I refuse to read it. It's my show. I can decide which anonymous messages I do and don't read. We receive a lot of anonymous messages, by the way. I've got right
you
now.
Tell
I,
me.
I can't even see. I literally cannot see my chat room because I have so many pop-ups from people like sending me anonymous messages. It's insane. So I'm not going to get to all these in this show. It's impossible. But
what did it say?
Read it. Let me take this next caller and see. Hang on a second. Hold that thought, Callie. Just a second.
Okay.
All right. Charlotte, what's going on?
Hey. How are you?
Doing so much better now that you're here. What's going on? Where's the party tonight?
Here, apparently. Can I make an anonymous announcement, please?
Oh, absolutely. It's anonymous announcement night.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I thought last night was an anonymous announcement night.
No.
That was poetry.
No.
Oh,
poetry.
Yeah.
No, that was Basic
hey.
Bits.
Hi.
Hey.
Sorry.
Okay, can I make my anonymous announcement?
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it.
Okay, the announcement is, I was making a sandwich earlier today, and the smell reminded me of Callie.
I have
another anonymous message. When Kelly Kardashian and Shanae Girl have sex on the futon, it usually breaks, and then one of them gets caught in each other's fat slabs and dies.
Oh, that's funny. I also have an anonymous announcement about Shanae. It gets better. I'm sorry that you sold your underwear to the circus because they needed a new tent.
Oh, my God.
I don't endorse that Shanae, by the way. I would take your underwear and keep it for myself. I would not turn it I would use it to pitch a tent myself alone, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I hear that they use Callie's underwear to attract sharks in the ocean because it's cheaper than using real fish.
That's cool. You talk a whole bunch of smack like you know, but, you know, girl, more power to you. Get you. Do your thing.
Get you.
I meant to say get it, but obviously that didn't come out correctly. But whatever, it's cool. Like, I love the haters. The haters love me. What can I say?
All right. Hang on a second. I got an anonymous announcement. Oh, that's right. Last night was anonymous messages. Tonight's anonymous announcements, by the way. Okay. So I want to remind people, messages were last night. So be careful with the wording. It's anonymous announcements. Not anonymous messages. That was last night.
Want Stefani to call in.
I totally
want
Stefani
to call in.
Oh,
it's so
absolutely.
Much better than Callie.
I agree. Stefani should call in.
I don't know what you mean by. Excuse me. I don't know what you mean by better, but I definitely want Stefani to call in as well. She was amazing.
I don't know. They try to cyber Herbert Brown, so I don't know. I don't see how I'm the slut when they try to cyber or whatever you want to call it, Herbert. So whatever.
Right.
I'm just saying.
I have another anonymous announcement to make here. Someone wants to lick one angry Jew's taint. I have to admit, I don't know what a taint is. Can somebody please fill me in on what? Let's ask Basic Bitch.
I'm baffled.
Basic Bitch, what is a taint?
I don't know what that is, but Infinity Guitars in the chat just said it's between your balls and asshole.
That's your Bozak.
No, that's your taint.
No, that's your Bozak. So, One Angry Jew, how do you feel about that?
I think I like that idea.
Somebody in the chat room wants to talk about that.
Yeah, I like that idea.
All right. For how
long?
I don't know. They got to give me another anonymous announcement telling me how long. I have no idea.
Yeah, I need parameters.
All right. I was also told anonymously here's another anonymous message. I'm not going to read that one. Okay, moving on. Here's another announcement. Caramel Queen's pussy expired last week. I can smell it from all the way in Iceland. Infinity Guitars is in Iceland. Oops, I just gave away. Sorry, my bad. My bad, Infinity. But come on, everybody knows that these are you. I mean, who am I really kidding? All right, I don't care where you guys get your definitions from. It doesn't matter. Taint sounds like a really shitty 90s goth metal, goth industrial sort of shit. Who is typing in their computer?
Not I.
Hey, sound effects, bitch. What are you typing right there? Why aren't you doing sound effects? Why just typing? Or you don't know you're unmuted, do you? All right, that's it. You're muted. So, yeah. Let's see if we have any more anonymous messages here. I got through a lot of them. I'm sorry, anonymous announcements. Yesterday was messages. I keep getting corrected. My bad. So, it's Friday night here in the beautiful Bay Area. We're coming to the top of the hour. please stick around. We're going to slide into the second hour here and turn things up a notch, if you know what I'm saying. We're going to recite your anonymous announcements here all night long for the next hour and 1 minute. So get those in. You can, people are basically just private messaging me. I apologize to any parties who have divulged their anonymity. I did it once on accident, and I won't let it happen again. So I have an anonymous announcement here. Bianca needs to close her legs. I can smell it all the way from here. Okay, you know what? I think we've played out the whole, okay, my pussy smells like shit or tuna or whatever. Okay, we're gonna do a couple more anonymous. All right. Here's an anonymous announcement. Maybe Shanaynay can elaborate here. Shanaynay is only 25% clean, too, by the way. Something. Oh, my God. There's too many announcements, anonymous announcements. Not enough time. You know, One Angry Jew, do you have any announcements, anonymous or otherwise?
No, I'm not so sure I like it.
Like what? The anonymous announcements?
Yeah, I'm not so sure. I think I like the poetry. I like the vaginal poetry better.
Yeah. Well, we have more stuff coming up here in the second hour. So stick around. We're going to shake things up, and see what happens. Let me ask Charlotte.
Hey. Hello.
How old is Charlotte?
I'm 29.
Oh, wow, Sexy Mojo's here. Oh, my gosh. Hey, Sexy Mojo. Wow, you should call in, honey. Give me a call. It'll just be me and you. I want to have a little one-on-one, me and you. You always show up when it's chaotic here. But if you don't mind, we have another hour to go. You're welcome to call in 347-826-7667. Hopefully, my producer Amy's going to show up at some point. She didn't tell me tonight was anonymous announcement. Anonymous announcement night. So I'm trying to get a hold of her on email, and she won't pick up her phone. This is ridiculous. I was not told about this.
Well, what do you plan on doing about it?
Somebody just sent me a non-anonymous message. I think we're just doing anonymous.
No, if you have an non-anonymous, then it's canceled out.
Yeah, it doesn't. Oh, it's canceled out, so I can do it?
No, it cancels out.
That's a different show. That's just regular announcements. That's a different show.
Notice how quickly the chat room cleared out.
But I'll tell you what, though. To be fair, for this person, somebody in the chat room wants to have a three-way with Caramel and Basic.
I don't think that's possible.
And they want everybody to know, so they'll probably just post. I don't know why they did that privately to me. But now they're gone, so whatever.
Thank God. I don't understand the whole concept of these people. I don't know. I just don't find it fun.
I understand the concept. Yes, I can explain it to you.
Please do.
It's a flash mob.
It's totally a flash mob.
It's okay. Well,
and so if they stay too long, they have to leave. They can't stay in one place too long.
Yeah, they can't. It's like against the rules.
Yeah, I'm not sure who makes the rules, but it's against the rules.
It wouldn't be a flash mob if they just like showed up and just like hung out and like stayed there the whole, you know, stayed for like a day.
Right.
There's a point where they loiter. You can't loiter. That defeats the purpose of being a flash mob.
Exactly.
They stayed like my whole show if they catch it in time.
Well, your whole show is like an hour, though. You don't right?
I did, like, the last time I did an hour and a half. I stayed an hour. I don't know. I don't understand it.
Oh, apparently my producer Amy is up in Michigan for the weekend, but that's fine. We pulled it out without her. We have now here joining us in the second hour, VMAC. What's going on, VMAC?
What's going down? What's up, Angry Jew? Hello, who is that? Candy on the phone, too?
No.
Mm-mm.
Callie.
Yeah.
Hey, Callie.
Hey.
I'm going back. Callie.
Hell yeah. You just missed a whole bunch of your friends.
Oh yeah, you just missed it all. Yeah, all the
I don't know if you missed anything. I'm getting real tired of that whole anonymous crap.
Yeah.
I missed it on purpose.
Yeah. Well, I think we scheduled it like that. I think the producers booked you for the second hour, knowing that those trolls are going to be here in the first hour.
Somebody called me and said, "Colored Man, are you coming?" I said, "Yes."
Yeah. There's not enough color on Vince's show right now. We need you. We need our token black guy.
Hey, the Angry Jew said? Yeah, I'm the half-hearted colored man.
I don't think I said that. I must have said something else.
Yeah, you said I'm not an angry black man. You said half hearted.
Oh, yeah, you're not really an angry black man. I know angry black men. You're not an angry black man.
No, I'm not. I'm not angry. Maybe sometimes. I'm bitter. I'm more a bitter black man. I'm like bitter between.
Oh, yeah, I understand bitter. Who saw that noise in the background? Is that you?
No, it's not me. Yeah, I've got a bitter. I'm bitter about relationships. No more relationships.
Well, are you a good looking man?
Yes.
Well endowed.
I treat women good, but you can't treat them all good because they don't appreciate it. So.
Are you well endowed?
Yes. Never had no complaint.
Do you have a lot of money?
I have a lot of money. No.
Okay.
Whatever they say is true about black men. That's all I'm gonna say.
What is that?
You know what they say.
Once you go black?
No, not that one.
Oh.
The other one.
No, what do they say?
Well, I don't know. That's the only one I know that they say. There's another one?
Yeah,
another one.
That's bigger than everyone else.
Well, American.
I don't know. I've seen some porn with some.
Yeah, but they're mixed.
Yeah.
Some
they're
little
mushrooms.
It does not count.
It's kind of like there's something outside.
See,
porn
the
is
deal.
Different.
No,
yeah.
Porn usually gives you a good cross section of what exists in reality, though.
Yeah, it does. Oh, man, come on. You have to be realistic.
How?
All,
no, no.
All white
how is porn reality?
Okay, Callie, just ask yourself this question. You really think all white men are 4 to 5 or 6 average inches and this black man are just 8 inches or better all the time? You really believe that?
From my experiences, yes.
You need to talk to some black women. They done got some lanes.
Oh. Well, from my experience, okay, gosh.
Yeah, it's just
how many experiences were it? Has that been, Callie?
No, I'm not going to say that on.
Well,
the radio.
You obviously have it. You obviously
recorded.
Have extensive knowledge. You have extensive knowledge, so you obviously can from experience. I'm wondering what ballpark are we looking at here? Double digits.
I'm cool. Moving on.
Well, is this firsthand experience?
Or just what you heard, or you don't believe everything you read on the internet, Callie, right?
No, I didn't read it on the internet.
Sexy Mojo is saying that it's not so true, and that she says you need to do more research if that is what you think. Apparently, I kind of believe Sexy Mojo has been around the block a few times. She might know what she's talking about. I don't know. Callie,
I'm sorry, I'm not a slut. No, I'm not calling her a slut, but I'm just saying.
So you're not a slut, Callie. You're what, 22?
Yeah.
How many black men have you been with? One, probably. I'm guessing one.
So it'll be two.
It will
one.
Be two.
Oh, come
two.
On.
It'll be two. What kind of sampling is that? Come on. I've been with two black chicks, and one was like an animal in bed, and one was like a fucking dead lump. I mean, it.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean they're all.
Yeah, well, you ordered from the dead lump catalog, and that was your mistake.
Hey, thank you though, but no, my last ex was a dead
lump.
I'll
be right back.
Yeah, all right. That's the Jew. He'll be back. Right now, it's your girl, Callie, and V-Mac. We're talking – sorry, I didn't forget your name, V-Mac. I was trying to think about what we were talking about. We're talking about black penises.
But no, like you were saying, though, Vince, yeah, I mean, I didn't have – like I say, sometimes because white guys do think that every, you know, black chick is an animal in bed, and you just – like I say, you split it up 50-50. Because I didn't have some that was, and like I said, my last ex. And she fit all the criteria. She was black, 21 years old, everything. Lazy lady. Capital letters.
Sexy Mojo says, just because a woman enjoys sex, that does not make her a slut. It makes her a woman who knows what she wants.
No, if she do it with anybody she run across. Okay, so let me ask her a question. I want to ask Mojo this question.
Mm-hmm.
Say you was dating someone. So, okay, a female. She says because she enjoys sex. Okay. Say she was in a relationship. Because I got this question posed to me in another show, and we were going back and forth. You broke up with a guy, and like 4 hours or 5 hours later, you get drunk and go have sex with someone else. Just that quick. No die down sign, no nothing. Does that make you a slut or no?
What do you think, Callie?
What was it?
Say it again, VMAC. Repeat it.
Okay. Well, I'll hold this to Callie. Just say me and Callie was in a relationship, right? You know, we were probably in a good, I'll say, 6 month relationship. You know, we done broke up a few times, got back together the next day. So for one instance, we broke up, and let's say we broke up at 9 o'clock, and by 11 or 12 o'clock that night, you done had sex with somebody else. Does that make you a slut? And when we just, and say we say it happened on a Monday, and we just had sex on that Friday, and then you having sex with somebody 2 days later, so that's two guys in less than a week.
I mean, I wouldn't do it or whatever, and I do agree with Sexy Mojo, like, because, you know, a woman enjoys sex, doesn't make her a slut. If that goes for any man or whatever, I just think how you do it, like, that's dirty, and I just think that's just bad karma. Like, I wouldn't, for example, if you had someone that you were trying to date or whatever, your friends with benefits or whatever, you have a label, I wouldn't, you know, and you guys go to a party, you wouldn't separately because someone had to work, but someone then sleeps with someone else, even though that person has a boyfriend or whatever, like, that's just dirty. I think it's just how you do it to make you a slut. That's what I meant. Like,
you would have waited, you would have probably waited maybe a week or so, or, you know, let try to have some dignity, maybe, you know what I'm saying? Does this happen to a friend? This happened to a friend of mine, and I was just telling him what I thought about it. So I said, fuck it, let's call into a show. And we actually, you know, called him. I think it was Candy's show that we was on. I didn't say his name or nothing, but he was dating this girl. It was for like, they've been knowing each other. They was knowing each other for like 9 months. The last four of them, they committed. So they had let on a little off. So last Monday, they like kind of got into it. They broke up. And before the night was over, she was in bed with a co-worker.
I just think that's dirty, and that's sad on her.
Yeah,
I do think that's like a slut. I do. Like, if you're going to, if you're going to have more than, okay, so for example, say if you've had 20 partners, that's your choice. But depending on how, you know, when you had them, say like you had one every night. Okay, that's not my cup of tea. But like, if you were in a relationship, or like your friend's situation, like you're in a relationship and broke up and then whatever, like you didn't even wait for feelings. You know, you don't know what's gonna happen after you break up. Like,
exactly. That's exactly what I told him. And I know both of them because we was talking, and I told her the same thing. I said, how you didn't know? You didn't give a chance for your feelings to rest or his, because you never know. And now you just sit here and told him what you done did. And like you said, everybody been in a relationship. You know, after the first time you could break up, that shit just don't go away when they telling each other they love them. That love don't go away just because somebody else putting their pussy on his dick or somebody sticking his dick in them. You know what I'm saying? It should be a period of time. Exactly what it is. You know what it is?
Yeah, I mean, and also you got to think that person might have issues. Like, for example, I guess he's my coworker or friend or whatever. Like, he has so many boyfriends, I can't even keep up with them because, oh, you're with someone. Then, maybe 2 weeks later we talk or whatever, and you're with someone else. Like, I call him a whore because, like, seriously, I cannot keep up with the people that you're with. Like, whether if you do anything or not with them, but, like, you're talking to so-and-so, you're talking to so-and-so, you're talking to so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. Come on, dude. You need a point where you're single. You don't need hopping to every, whether it's bed or hopping to whatever. It's probably attention. Like, they really need the attention and strive for the attention, or there's something missing. Not so much of their partner's perspective, but something missing inside of them that they have to find. And they might not find it now. They might not find it till later. They might find it now. People need to grow, and, we label these sluts, whatever. Yeah, those are just words, but you have to think about the person.
All right. Welcome to Loveline, everybody. The number is 347-826-7667. Sorry to interrupt you there, Callie. I wanted to bring in another guest to the panel here, good longtime friend of the show. The one and only Sexy Mojo. Sexy, are you there? Can anyone hear me? Can Sexy Mojo hear me? Okay. Sexy Mojo, you're on the air. Let me try this again. Maybe she's got herself muted. Sexy Mojo, if you can hear me, you're on the air. Yeah, Sexy, I have you unmuted. I cannot hear you. So make sure you're not muted. You're going to have to call back in. Sorry about that. It's probably just a buggy thing with BBR. Again, another example of, and I'm going to do this for the next month and a half, an example of why I won't pay $29.99 a month for this service. Right here, ladies and gentlemen. I see her on my switchboard. She's on air as far as I can see. I get the little microphone icon. Her mic on. But no bueno. Uh-huh. There's your BTR in action. Yeah, call back, Sexy. Because we definitely want to hear your take on this issue of black cocks. If anybody else wants to join us, it's myself, VMAC, Callie, and hopefully Sexy Mojo will be back here in a second. Stick around. We're going to take a quick little break here and be right back. We'll be right back.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Alright, Vince the Bay back here with you. It's Disorderly Conduct. And we have 37 minutes to go here in the program. We're back here with your girl, Callie, VMAC, and now I'm welcoming to our panel, Sexy Mojo.
Hello.
Hey, baby.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now loud and clear. How are you, darling?
Fabulous. How are you?
Way better now that you're here.
Aw, you're so sweet.
So I'm here with your girl Callie and VMAC, and we were just discussing black penis sizes. And you were having a little back and forth in the chat room, and so you feel really strongly about this. Why don't you give us your take?
I think that's a total myth, because I've been with, like, white men who would put, I guess, her version of a black man to shame. So, and I've been with black men who, you know, haven't been all that. So I think it just depends on the man. It's not the color of their skin.
So have you had a pretty extensive experience with men of all different races and ethnicities. You know what I'm saying. Different colors and flavors.
I would say enough to where I feel confident in giving my opinion.
Hmm. That's great. That's good to know.
And no, that doesn't make me a slut.
No, you're just you're an empowered sexual predator.
I don't know that I'm a predator.
Yeah, you are. You do it in a passive aggressive way, though.
I got called a cougar this last week, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. Sure, why not? Were
you? I freaked out because he didn't know how. Well, he thought I was obviously way younger. And so when he found out how old I was, he's like, oh my gosh.
Were you wearing boots?
No.
What were you wearing?
I don't remember. It was just casual. I was out with a bunch of girls. We weren't even planning on going out.
Right. What are you wearing right now?
Seriously, Vince? Come on.
Nothing. It's a silly question. I know. It's nothing. Okay. So Kelly, what do you think about the rebuttal there? Kelly, are you still there?
Oh, sorry. I was texting. My bad. Sorry.
Yeah.
Are
you texting your soon to be second black man penis that you're gonna encounter?
Yeah. Yes, you are correct, actually.
Are you really horny right now, by the way? Are you really horny right now? Is that why you're texting him? Because you're thinking about his cock?
No, I've been texting him all day.
So you've been thinking about his cock all day?
I've been texting him all week.
Thinking about his cock all week, basically.
No, not all week.
Most of the week.
Like, last 2 days. But still, why are we going here? Like,
why not? We're here.
I was just saying from my experience, so that I generalized it too much, but, you know, my experience, so that's why I was saying it was true. for the whole thing, once you go black, you never go back. I don't believe that was true. Even though, I guess it would be considering, but.
Hey, V Mac. Is there a resident black man? What do you make of all this nonsense these girls are talking about?
Well, I'm seeing it both ways. I'm seeing women that mess with black men and they went back. They went back to their race, you know. So that's a catchy phrase because, like I said, I'm seeing it both ways. You know. I'm a couple of my mom's coworkers. I actually know one chick that's in her 20s and mess with all black men through high school, and she says she done. She's going back to white men. So, like, a lot of that stuff is a myth, man. You know, yeah, it might be a little bit more well-endowed African-Americans out there than whites, but like you said, that porn stuff don't lie, and you see them popping up more and more, so, you know, with that. I agree with Mojo, you know. It's not all the time, all the same, because there's some cats that do what they do. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't talk with some black chicks as a white man and put it on them.
So, like, I guess our next topic that I want to, like, what do you think about interracial relationships? Like,
oh, I love it. I'm with it. I'm like this. Anybody, no matter what color, makes you happy, that's the way you should go. Because that's the person that you're going to lay down with. That's the person you're going to not, you know, who you're going to be with. Not your mom, not your dad, your brother, your sister, your friends, your coworker. That's the person you're going to be with. I have no problem with interracial dating. I don't have no problem with my son bringing home a Caucasian Chinese. I have no problem with my daughter bringing home a Caucasian Chinese. Whatever makes her happy, I'm going to be happy because that's the bottom line. So I won't have to murder somebody. So,
how would you bring that up?
Huh?
How would you bring that up, like, for a topic, like, if you want to discuss it with, like, a friend or family member or whatever?
As far as interracial?
Mm-hmm.
I would just first, like I said, if you had to come to your family or something, say, well, I'm dating this guy, you know, discuss his strong points and, you know, hey, you know, he's a different color. I mean, if they take it wrong, that's on them because at the end of the day, it's like this. We all live to die, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Mommy, daddy, brother's gone, not around, or out there living their life. You sitting here stuck because somebody don't want you to date somebody that makes you happy. You're going to be miserable. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. You're going to be miserable. It's not your mama going to be miserable, your dad going to be miserable. No, they're together. Your brother out somewhere probably married with kids. And then what are you going to do? You're going to sit there trying to make everybody else happy because you in love with this black man, Chinese man, or whatever, and people don't agree with it. Who cares? It's 2010. This ain't 1950 no more. You know, we all put here to be together, and it shouldn't be segregated. That's all. I agree with the thing on applications, unless it's necessary, if they should just have a mark check, are you from another country or not? If you're American, you're American. That's how I look at it. We all bleed red, and I don't have no problem with interracial marriage or relationships. At all.
Dude, you hear what's going down in the Dominican Republic?
No, what's going down?
They're getting inundated with so many Haitian refugees that they've changed the immigration laws, and now people that before were officially were recognized as citizens are now considered aliens, like people who are Haitian descent, like living in that country for like almost a generation or two. Suddenly they find themselves they're illegal. Can you imagine that? Like in America, as much as people bitch and moan about the immigration thing here in America, you know, it's not, I mean, yeah, people still get in here. Like we don't, if anything, they're progressing rather than regressing. Like, not, if anything, they're going to let kicking people out.
Yeah.
You know, they're not gonna tell people that have been here. That, but I mean, they're trying to do. But now they're trying to do this Dream Act and all this shit that's not gonna pass. But yeah, whatever. I digress.
Yeah.
Well, I know for getting your driver's license, like not being a citizen of this country, before you could just go get your driver's license, and now it is like a ton of paperwork you have to take to the DMV just to get your driver's license now.
Yeah.
So I went through a whole bunch of crap that I didn't have to go through last time I renewed my license. So they are changing all the laws.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy stuff out here. I mean, people need to get over. We all mixed with something, you know. That's always the key to me. Like, we all mixed with something. It's rare that you can find somebody that's pure. You can, especially, don't even look at the 40 and 30 and 50-year-olds. Hell, look, go down, start to the 20s on down. I mean, what? My last three relationships, they were mixed with something, black, Puerto Rican, white, black. So it's like, whatever. Get over it. And we got much more issues here than be worrying about something. Like I said, all I care about is my son making something out of his life, being a man, being successful, not who his wife is or what color she is. Same goes with my daughter. If that's what makes her happy, I'm happy. I don't want her, you know, I don't want see my daughter just because I want her getting a, you know, dating a black man with some low-life-ass nigga. I would rather have a upstanding white man, if that's the case. I'll take that any day.
Hmm. Interesting.
Why should I care? I'm going to love my grandkids the same way.
Very true.
And I'll harm the same man and harm my daughter. It don't matter what color he is. So it don't matter to me.
I want to give a big ups to our chatters that are hanging out here late night. All of them asleep, by the way. I don't wake them up, I guess. But I'm gonna sing their praise nonetheless. It would be Drac. D-R-A-K. Drac. Okay. Guest 33, One Angry Jew, Political Justice, Sexy Mojo, and Your Girl Callie. Sexy Mojo and Your Girl Callie, both of which were live with here with VMAC and myself. And we got 24 minutes here to take calls and talk about genitalia. If you want to join us, the number is 347-826-7667. So, speaking of genitalia, my genitalia just started to tingle for a second when you guys were talking. I was looking at my Twitter.
All right.
And seeing what I tweeted, my twat. I checked out my twat, right. Basically.
You got to give me your number, Vince. I got some pictures to text you, man. I got some pictures I'll pick you up. Like, yeah, you got to give me your number off air,
all right,
man.
All right. Okay, I got, I believe you. Hey, Nutmeg's Mix. And it's now in the mix. It's Nutmeg's Mix.
All right. Nutmeg's in the house. What's she doing up this late?
She's usually, if she ever comes through my show, it's usually, like, really quick at the beginning. But out of nowhere, Nutmeg, it's like a flashback show with earlier we had Ronnie here, and now we have Sexy Mojo and Nutmeg's Mix, old school, and Callie too, of course, old school BTR brethren, sisters actually, my old BTR sisters all in the chat, two of which are online. Nutmeg, if you want to come and help on the show here for the next 20 minutes, we could have a little quick mini reunion. It can be my old ladies, Nutmeg's Mix, Sexy Mojo, and Your Girl Callie. So Nutmeg, I guess, are you going to? Okay, Callie, did you? I'm sorry, you probably already said this, but you're gonna have to tell me again. You're gonna have to tell me again. Did you decide that you're gonna pay for the premium account?
Hell no.
Okay, you're just gonna do random half-hour shows and then go to other people's shows, call in other shows and stuff.
Probably not. I guess when does the whole hour show stop? February?
Yeah, February 1st, I think it's over.
Yeah,
well, then
probably,
I guess,
but
and then
if
I should
you,
have a going away show.
Yeah, you should. I am too. I'm having a going away series of shows. In fact, this is my going away show series. This is part of it. I don't know what part it is in the series, but it ends on January 31st, possibly February 27th or 28th, days in February. Where's the producer? Oh my God.
I mean, like, I don't know, like, there's little bits and pieces where I do radio, like, you know, online. Like, I was talking about my friend's radio thing, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I work for a radio station, so
mm-hmm.
I just can, you know, kind of focus on that. But, you know, I don't want to leave anyone out in the cold. You know, definitely people can follow me on, you know, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, to get the scoop about whatever, if you enjoy me talking or rambling on, like, that's what people can do. Especially, like, I think I'm really going to invest and partner with one of my friends in his online radio, like, company. He has, like, four. He has, like, country. He has, like, pop. He has, like, holiday hits and stuff like that, which if I can find it, if you guys give this phone number a call, you can leave a holiday shout out and it will be played, but I gotta find the phone number first, but yeah, definitely, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I'm just gonna do a show every single night until the end, and then I'm gonna hopefully find something else. Somebody in my Blog Talkers forum, which anybody who's on, I think everybody in here in the chat pretty much is on it, but if anybody's on Facebook, you should, and you're friends with me, or if you're not friends with me, you should be friends with me. And I'll add you to my Blog Talkers group, which is going to be now is going to be gold, because now there's a network on Facebook for a lot of people who are probably disaffected BTR people. So mm-hmm. I would encourage you here. I'll put my Facebook in the chat. It's facebook.com/VTOCCE. That's where you can go to add me as a friend. We can have cyber sex, and I can also add you to my group I formed on Facebook called Blog Talkers. And you don't even have to be a friend of mine. You can still join Blog Talkers. Just, I guess if you're on Facebook, just look up Blog Talkers. It's facebook.com, I think, blog/blogtalkers, blogtalkers. I think that's it, but if not, just go to Facebook and look it up, Blog Talkers. Or you can just friend me if you're in the chat room. Or if you just look at my profile, Vince in the Bay, I added my Facebook page to that. So if you want to hook up with me on Facebook, it's attached in my profile. If you just click on Vince in the Bay and look at my BTR profile, there's a link to my Facebook. And tell me if that link doesn't work, because I noticed 9 times out of 10, you go to somebody's Facebook link here on BTR, and it doesn't work. But Twitter works almost all the time. And I'm on Twitter, too. I love Twitter. Callie knows. I'm like, I tweet all the time. That's all I fucking do. That's my lifeline, really. Like, when I was going through a really rough patch for a while there, that was the only thing I had, was just like, I wasn't even tweeting for a while. I was like so like just overworked and depressed and like gloom and doom but I still was reading people's stupid fucking tweets, and I was like, even I was like, what the fuck am I doing listening to people's garbage on this stupid Twitter? Why do I keep doing it? And I just had to come to the realization that I just embrace it, just go with it. Fuck it, Twitter is, I love it. I'm just going to keep doing it. I don't give a fuck. BTR, on the other hand, not so much. What's that?
I was like, for the holiday hotline, I found the number. Can I say it?
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to send out a holiday message, you can go to 347-494-1674. And a little tape recorder thing will come on, and then you can see, like, hey, I'm so-and-so, and I want to give Merry Christmas to whatever. But, yeah.
Cool. And with that, let's celebrate the 12 days of Christmas, shall we?
12th day of Christmas, my slutty, drunk-as-fuck, cheating, piece-of-shit boyfriend gave to me 12 STDs, 11 yeast infections, 10 toast salads, 9 lots of licking, 8 Cleveland steamers, 7 Krispy Kreme pies, 6 sticks of swinging, 5 golden showers, 4 rupee pills, 3 pink dildos, 2 orgasms, and it's warm, come inside my pussy. And that's that piece.
All right, Vince the Bay, taking her calls,
disorderly conduct, give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the last 10 minutes here on air for disorderly conduct, I'm not going to start counting down the shows until probably the new year, but I hope everybody does that for their individual shows. I hope you guys go out with a bang in some sort of fashion. I'm certainly going to count down like my last 20 shows. You know, the last 20, the last 15, the last 10 for sure. But and I'm really worried. I wonder if my account if it just defaults to a half an hour account, will my archives still exist? Will they delete my archives? Let's bring back our little panel here. We're here with your girl Callie, VMAC, and Sexy Mojo. What do you think, Callie? Do you think they're going to let us have our archive?
That is shitty if they do, and I would be so pissed off because I have so... Like, the other day, I was listening to my first show, and I was listening to a recent show. Like, I grew so much as a host and as a person, like, on
you might, the show. You might want to think about downloading all those and backing them up.
I have some that are downloaded.
Yeah, I would at least get the ones that you know are memorable and you don't want to lose, because there's no guarantee now. You know what I'm saying?
I wonder what Blog Talk is going to do when everyone leaves.
Well, technically, everyone will not have left, because people. I will guarantee you, nine out of ten people are not going to disable their account. More than that, almost ten. Like, I bet you, nobody disables their account. There'll be a lot of people who are free that just default to 30 minutes, who are just going to refuse to do a show. Maybe call into other shows. Maybe like me. I'll still troll around BTR as Vince in the Bay, and who knows, if I get a wild hair up my butt and I have some idea for a 30-minute show, I'll do it. But I'm going to find a different platform. And somebody in my Blog Talkers group, I got to go on there right now. They suggested something that I thought was interesting. Let me see if I can find it here. Blog Talkers. Oh, that was a really encouraging sigh there. Am I keeping you awake?
Me?
Yeah, was that you sighing like that?
No.
Oh, was that sexy?
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, that. Oh, I'm supposed to think that's VMAC? It's one of you girls. I heard a female go, eh.
I did too.
Something like that.
Okay.
It was something like that. Oh my God, it's so windy. It's so incredibly windy outside right now.
OMG.
In the bathroom? What?
I was like, in the bathrooms, it was hella windy today.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's windy outside my house. But I can't imagine what it must be like. You're in Oregon, right, Sexy?
Yes.
It must
be. We're actually
getting
hit with a storm right now.
Yeah, I bet you guys, it must be nasty up there. It's nasty in pretty much all of Northern California, and it's going to continue to be nasty for a while.
Yeah.
TalkShoe, that was it. Thank you, Nutmeg. TalkShoe.com. I'm going to check that out right now. This is another possible venue to host my show, TalkShoe. Thank you, Nutmeg. Let's check out TalkShoe, shall we? TalkShoe voice talk shows. Community call-in voice chat group calling, teleconferencing calling. Okay. Live now. Okay, this is live. All right, so I want to... All right, I'm going to try... What should I go to? Prayer Warriors? No. but I want to go to a live one. Okay, we'll go Talk Shop. Talk Stop Gang Stock... What? Government-sponsored... Oh, why are all these... All right, whatever. Live now. Let's check it out. Let's see what this, how this works. You're not going to hear it. I'm just, like, looking at it. Have you guys checked out TalkShoe?
I checked it out earlier. Is that
chicken feet?
Join as a guest. You can log in or join as a guest. Join as a guest. Let's try that. So it's just like BTR in that you're like a guest. But it loads like a regular, like old fashioned, like really old school chat room. But I hear no audio. Oh, it says call will be starting shortly. Okay, that's one of those ones that like they haven't called in. Whatever. Start a call? Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Join a call. Live now.
That's why you ain't... I hear no audio.
I'm checking it out, too. So...
So this makes for terrible radio that we're all just, like, looking at a website on the air. But thanks Nutmeg, for making my radio show... provide the listeners with complete dead air. Not that they really needed it. Most of them are asleep in the chat room or have left the show completely. But nonetheless, I want to thank my hardcore listeners, my homies in the chat room right now, Drac, One Angry Jew, Political Justice, and Sexy Mojo, and Nutmeg's Mix, Political Justice. You've been asleep for a while, but nonetheless, you can hear us. Thank you for hanging in here. I hope you enjoyed our take on the panel's take on Barack Obama's tax hike. I want to thank One Angry Jew for coming through earlier, as per usual. So, we got a couple of minutes to go. Callie, I want to know when your next show is.
My next show... I really don't know.
Well, get your shit together, sister. I'm telling you, you gotta go out with a bang. At least do a couple of shows towards the end. I mean, come on. What about you, VMAC? Are you gonna do some shows? Don't you have a free account?
Yeah, man. I'm gonna start back up. January 2nd or 3rd. I'm gonna run it every day. But I mean, not coming on. I lost my 9 o'clock, so man, I probably do it like every day. It's 5 or 6 o'clock, and you know, just let it ride out like that, man.
Yeah,
I'm not paying for it until I can figure out a way to generate money for it, because them some unappreciative motherfuckers up here, man. They didn't appreciate what I was doing for them, trying to get the exposure. So, shit, I'm not being bothered with that mess, man. You know, until I can figure out how to like you say, at least get that $40 a month. You know what I'm saying?
I figured out a way to make money, like, legally by, like, because we can't really charge for commercials because the music that we play, we don't pay royalties on it. So I figured out a way to, but now who the fuck wants to listen to a half-hour show?
Well, you could do a specialty show, because sometimes if you get high-profile guests, sometimes they'll only give you, like, 20 minutes or 15 minutes, so... So it's good for something like that. If you want to do like a one-off thing, like you got let's say, you know, you're working at a radio station, and you got connections. It's like somehow you luck out and you score like an interview with fucking Drake or somebody, and you get him on your little, you get him on your little recorder, get him on your little record show, and then you do a little live, a little 30-minute broadcast with that, and like say, yo, BTR, look what the fuck I got, and they'll just be like, oh shit, what's up with homegirl, and then maybe they'll be just like, all right, wait, on the DL, all right, we'll let you just fucking do your regular shit, all right, just shut the fuck up, don't tell anybody, you know?
I'm wondering if, say, okay, if we're only live for 30 minutes, you know how we over, like, right now we have 2 more minutes into the live portion of this show, and we always talk over, I always call it the after show on my show, I wonder if we'll just go 30 minutes live and then we're able to record up to an hour or more than an hour.
No. I think it's going to be something like you record for half, you're live for half hour, you can go over for like 15 minutes. Because it's always like a half, the overtime is always like half the overall show time. Like I get an hour overtime because I have a 2-hour show that's going to be like, basically, you know, 15 minutes for a half-hour show. But we got half a minute left, so I want to thank all my listeners tonight. It was real. Thanks to Basic Bitch and his and Caramel Queen and their crew for coming through. Thank you, Drac, Nutmeg's Mix, One Angry Jew, Political Justice, Sexy Mojo in the chat room. Join me again here on BTR tomorrow night. Same time, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Until then, keep faith. It's Vince in the Bay on Disorderly Conduct. And we're going to go into overtime here. If my panelists would not mind sticking around for just a second, we'll get to the sexy time overtime portion of the program. And to get warmed up for that, I'm going to get my ladies in the mood here. What do my ladies want to relax with? Well, we had VMAC on. VMAC dropped off. Thanks to big ups to VMAC for coming through. But Sexy, you aren't really familiar with VMAC. He's one of my regulars here on this new version. I kind of think of it the new incarnation of my program. And he's got a cool, he's got his own music that he does. And, oh my God. Hang on a second here. All right. I had one of those pop-up ads on BTR. I fucking hate that shit. Anyways, VMAC's got his own music, and this is one of his songs. It's a pretty cool track. I want you to check it out. This is VMAC doing Verbal Ventilation. Be right back.
Cause I'm afraid I might karma. I leaned on my mama, but I broke her back.
Verbal Ventilation from VMAC, the one and only VMAC, who was with us earlier. And I'm back here with Allie and Sexy Mojo, two of my favorite BTR goddesses.
Hey.
Yeah, please. I would like to ask you to withhold your enthusiasm, please, ladies.
I said, hey.
Yeah, you said that.
I was muted.
And Mojo said nothing.
I was muted. Sorry.
All right, it's okay. No, you're only going to get whipped a couple of times for that.
That's it?
Yeah, only a couple. Sorry.
I'll have to figure
Yeah. Well, see, that's the punishment, is you get less whippings, because I know you like the whipping.
I know. This is wrong.
Yeah, I know. It's cruel and unusual punishment, I know. So, for the record, for those listening and just for myself as well, Let it be known at the 5-minute mark into OT that I lost all control of my switchboard. So,
woo!
Word to the wise, especially for you BTR people who are, even if you're hanging on for the next month and a half or whatever, like most of us are, always, if you go into OT, make sure you unmute everybody, even if you're playing music or whatever, because if you want them to talk, there's no guarantee your switchboard is going to work. And this is what you're paying for, $39.99, or maybe if you're lucky, $29.99. I mean, you should have a functioning switchboard if, like, let's say you do a music show. And you want to play music into your overtime. You're like, oh, man, the mix is just, oh, it's so wild. I got to just keep going and playing more music for you guys. I don't care. You'll just have to download it or call in and listen to all this great music I'm playing. And suddenly they're just like, oh, well, all right, cool. Just, it's the end of the show. It's the last track.
Hello, what? I'm lost.
Exactly. Thank you. Callie, you're so on point. It's ridiculous.
I'm sorry, okay? I mean, I'm just sorry, okay? I don't have an excuse.
You don't have... What are you sorry about? I don't even know what you're sorry about.
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh.
I mean, I love you, Vince, and everything, but... I was texting, like, once again.
So I got a coupon. Is this the new thing? I got a coupon for $5 off from this business if I gave them a positive review on Yelp.
Yelp's a piece of shit. People go on there to...
I've never done Yelp. I don't even know what that is.
It just tells if the place is good or not.
So you just go. As long as you just go on the site, and it's like Google, but it's just for. It's just another thing. It's just people that review it, review
yeah.
shit.
Mm-hmm.
Just review anything. But mostly like restaurants and shit like that, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I never got into Yelp. Well, I don't know if I'm not sure if I want to Yelp them yet, but. I'm just curious if that's like a usual. I guess that's kind of the sign of that you're in the Silicon Valley.
I mean, I know about it. I mean,
well, yeah, but you know what though? But you know what, Callie? you're part of this generation, this younger generation, that is already like got this tech thing like built in, like intuitively, because you grew up with it, essentially.
I find it creepy that when I'm on Yelp.com right now and it says, hey, 5 of your friends have joined Yelp. Sign up and never miss their reviews. Like, that's just
how crazy. How do you know who my friends are?
Because I'm on my, on Google Chrome, I'm already logged into Facebook, and so it shows me it.
Google Chrome, they've sucked you in. You don't even use Firefox anymore? Do you like Google Chrome better?
I've never used Firefox. I mean, I have, like, when it, like, at school or somewhere that has Firefox. I think at work we have Firefox. But I've always used Internet Explorer, and I don't know how Google Chrome got, like, downloaded on my computer. And I love it. It's better than Internet Explorer. I want to know how to get Internet Explorer off my computer.
That's hot.
Yeah.
So you gotta do a show.
I will do a show.
Like, I'm really bad. I gotta catch up on people's shows. I had Jeanette Smith on my show last night, just spontaneously. I wasn't planned. But she was my guest the whole night, and I kept saying, like, oh, I totally missed your show today, and I still haven't seen it. I feel bad. I gotta check out her show. She interviewed some chick from VH1's got – VH1 apparently has got all these, like – they're obsessed with the wives of professional sports
basketball
players.
Basketball, yeah.
Yeah, basketball wives and football wives. They had on BTR. They had a basketball wives interview, but Jeanette yesterday had a football wives interview.
Hmm.
And after the interview, she post interview, she came on my show and hung out. So I don't know if you weren't around yesterday, but if you listen to last night's show, first hour, which everybody in the chat room. Technically, if they're in there right now, that's probably what they're listening to. First hour was all Jeanette Smith. She is smoking hot.
Are you talking about, like, you talked to the real person or you talked to the person that interviewed her?
I talked to the person that interviewed her, Jeanette Smith.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeanette Smith is, she's on BTR. She's also, she's based in Dallas. She does a lot of broadcasts. She does, she does local news out of Dallas, and she also does spot work on local radio. And she's really into new media and stuff. And she's got a YouTube channel that she does a video blog on, and she's really cute and she's really spunky and she's charismatic and she's talented and she's really sexy. And she hung out with me. It was me and her pretty much one-on-one, except for the fucking Jew wouldn't fucking go away. But you know how that is. But he was on his best behavior, and she was cool, and it was fun. You should listen to it. But yeah, that's the thing is, I'm gonna miss like spontaneous shows like that and stuff, and I just can't. I know I'm gonna try the free extra month thing and see how that works. But I'm pretty much conceding that I'm no longer gonna do a BTR show. After I'm done here, I'm not Vince in the Bay is not gonna go away. It'll be just like I'll do random 30-minute shows, I guess, once in a while. But and I'll call into other shows, listen to other shows, chat, whatever. But I'm gonna find another place to do my my show. I don't know if it's going to be talkshoe.com. I'm going to check that out, see what that's all about. But I'm going to keep up with everybody on Twitter and Facebook, and hopefully people will follow me wherever I end up going. And that's what I hope happens to all the hosts on here. I hope they all find, like me, they find some place that fills that BTR void. And if it doesn't happen, somebody's going to step up and do it. Like, somebody's going to, it's just how it is. Like, BTR, the thing is, if BTR isn't successful, if BTR doesn't, because they're basically going to a subscription-based system with pop-up advertising or banner advertising or whatever. So this is their business model now, and I think this is like sink or swim for them, and that's, you know, good for them. They're trying to tough it out. They're trying to, you know, legitimize it and make it profitable and make it attractive to investors. But I don't know. I think I don't think it's sustainable right now. At least not in the shape it is right now. You know, I don't know but who knows? Who knows? Maybe they're doing okay. Maybe they get enough people during the day, because God knows there's like 300 shows on a day on BTR.
Mm-hmm.
Like during the middle of the day, it's nuts. That's why I go, and that's why I do my show at night. Well, partly because I'm a night owl, but also because you have better odds of getting listeners, because there's, like, how many shows are on right now at the same time as me? There's like, usually at most it'll be like 10 shows that I'm going at. Well, tonight looks like there was a lot. Well, I have to refresh my screen. But usually at night, especially second hour, I'm going up on average 3 or 4 shows. So I get some, and then plus around the fact that Basic Bitch and his crew show up and bring like 8 listeners to my show automatically for like half an hour, which kind of helps my numbers. It helped my numbers on that one show. I did a show. I had 97 live listeners.
Well, Vinny, I gotta go. And I'm going to go to sleep, but I will definitely talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
All right.
No doubt.
Good night.
All right. Good night, Kelly. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate it, girl.
No problem. Bye.
All right. Bye. Oh, wow. Red Eye's got some stock footage of Hooters chicks. Wow. They got some. I wonder which Hooters that is. Hmm. So, Mojo, are you still there?
I am.
All right. Are you? You're not. You didn't fall asleep, did you?
No.
No.
Not yet.
You sound like you're almost comatose.
Yeah, I'm tired. It's late.
All right. Well, why don't you go to bed?
Okay.
All right. Let's go to bed. I'll go to bed with you.
You want me to call you later? I'll call you when we hang up from here.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, I'll give you a call.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. There you go, Sexy Mojo and your girl Callie. That's the end of the show. I can't even play any sign-off music because I have no control of the switchboard. So fuck you, BTR. Good night, everybody.